Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Deep talks on a Wednesday morning because I said Owen is in sixth grade and you were like, so he's in middle school.
I go, already.
Not yet. He's still in elementary school. This is his last year. And you go, no, he's in middle school. I go, no, next year he goes to middle school.
Which
so we've
wild.
Just had this like literally 10-minute discussion about when middle school starts. Because it depends on how you grew up, I think. Here, a lot of people start in sixth.
Yeah, the educational system varies by location, obviously, right? And you said, no, I didn't go to middle school until seventh either.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's like the middle of middle school.
No, when I grew up, my elementary was K through six. And then when I got done with sixth grade, I went to junior high / they called it junior high, not middle school.
But, right, right.
And then it was seventh and eighth grade. And then after that, we went to the high school. For 9 through 12.
9 through 12, right. Now that we're on par with. 9 through 12.
Yes, is high school. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
The question is, what is middle school?
Middle school.
Is it sixth, seventh, eighth, or is it seventh and eighth?
Well, for us, it was six, seven, eight, because we went K through five, right? K through five. And then after that, we went to a whole new school. Everybody that I know went through a new school, sixth grade through eighth grade. That was middle school for us. Junior high
so
for some.
So for you, because you were saying, oh, Owen's already in middle school.
Well,
he's
yeah.
in sixth. I'm like, no, he's not.
Well, me and my wife were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
Right? Because summer vacation coming up, all the things. And I was like, well, this is Owen's last year at this school before he goes to the middle school. She was like, oh, so he's in fifth grade. And I was like, no. He's in sixth grade, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And my wife went, so he's in middle school.
No.
And I went, no. No, he's not. He won't be till next year, according to the educational system out here in New Berlin.
But you guys couldn't wrap your head around that, right?
It was wild. It was wild.
I don't. But see, to me, it's totally normal because I grew up going into middle school at seventh.
Not I.
Interesting. Well, Owen is having a full-on moving on ceremony this week.
That's what they call graduation now?
Yeah. So last night we were out looking for pants, and apparently this is a hot topic. So we're going to let you guys call in for the question of the day, and we're going to fight about middle school right now and what the ages are because the texts are going crazy.
Okay.
Somebody said sixth is middle school.
Yep.
My son's middle school is grades 6 through 8. Delavan is 5th through 8.
Middle school? Y'all get 4 years of middle school?
Hold on.
Now
you're getting crazy on us.
Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
middle school starts in seventh grade. I thought Oconomowoc is fifth through eighth. Fifth?
Huh?
Hudson's going into fifth next year. He's not ready for middle school yet.
Listen, the fifth
grade. He needs another year. Sixth is maybe ready. Actually, sixth is ready. I've seen Owen. Owen's got armpit hair.
Sixth grade is middle school.
Owen's ready for high school at this point.
Basically. Yeah, he's taller than some high schoolers.
Fifth grade? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Okay. You know what? Hit the question of the day just because.
Let's hit it.
Let's go. Why not? Let's be formal.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I was going to ask about advice today, but screw it. We're going to pull an audible and talk about middle school because this was a real on discussion DZ and I just got into about
Omaha.
When does middle school start? Somebody said Muskego Middle School, 5th through 8th.
What's wrong in Muskego?
And you thought you thought New Berlin was strange for starting at 7th. I'm like, no.
That's crazy to me.
They're starting too early, and you say we're starting too late.
That's genuinely crazy to me. 6th is the sweet spot. Like you said, a lot of these kids are starting to get armpit hair. I had a mustache in 6th grade. I didn't need to be with the elementary school kids. I look like a teacher
Honestly,
almost.
Honestly, Owen has a mustache. I look at Owen, and I'm just like, I can't believe you're a man.
It's coming in. It's not thick, but it's coming in.
He looks like a teacher.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When I pull up to pick him up, I'm like, do you go here or do you work here?
Both.
What do you do here, Owen?
He's got an internship here.
414-533-1037. You know what? Let's grab a line. See if we can get a teacher. Maybe the teachers are going to call this morning and we're going to find out. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Ashley from Cudahy.
It's like I'm psychic. Ashley's in Cudahy. She's a teacher.
Well, I'm not, so let me get a song ready.
Ashley, welcome to the argument for the question of the day, which is when does middle school start?
Morning.
What grade do you teach again, Ashley? Is it all high school?
No, I teach 6th through 8th, which is middle school.
Oh, is it, Miss Teacher?
Here we go with the middle school. Okay, so you're saying it is 6th through 8th.
I can understand, though, why they would do start at 5th grade, because in 5th grade, they start moving to more content.
What does that mean?
It means less stupid stuff. It means less drawing pictures.
It means they start going into, like, for social studies, they'll start doing more...
history?
Like history stuff and geography and all of that stuff.
Focused units rather than just memorizational things.
I feel that way. Like Owen started coming home and talking to me about war more in 5th and 6th grade because they start talking about the Civil War, the World Wars, you know? And then it was like, and that's big. That's grown-up topics.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about wars. You know what I mean?
It's expanded conversation for sure.
Yeah.
I get that. But wow, 5th grade, I guess y'all not wrong. I remember we started doing little project stuff like that. In 5th grade.
Somebody texted in. Actually, it was Natalie in Menominee Falls, I think, and she said it's when you start switching classes.
How do we feel about that?
5th grade, they do start switching classes. Yep. They don't stay with their teacher the entire time.
We called it specials, though. It was specials, too.
My kids have specials, too, which is what? Art, gym, and...
Yeah.
Social studies. They broke it down. We had linguistics. We had all these little things. We went to a bunch of different stuff.
Specials at my kids' school are the fun ones, like band, gym.
Those two.
Arts, yeah.
But no, okay. Maybe 5th grade is middle school. Call me crazy, then.
It's not, but Ashley's on the phone, and she's a teacher. She says 6th through 8th. It's about time we heard from you. We don't have to kick you out of the regulars club, Ashley.
Right. I mean, I'm having my 8th graders graduate today, so.
Oh, you're busy. Well, congratulations to the graduates.
Yeah, congrats. Well, have a great day, Ashley. Good luck tonight.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, the techs are going crazy. Somebody said, my kids' middle school is 5th through 8th. Somebody else said, Darrell and Racine texted in. He said he lived in Kenosha. Junior high was 7th to 9th.
7th to 9th?
See, this is like how I started middle school in 7th. 414-533-1037. So many people texting. You can call that number, too, and we're going to talk to you. What is middle school? Because DZ and I were just discussing, and we found out it's not always 6th to 8th.
Apparently, some people didn't leave middle school until 11th grade, so...
We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, we started talking about middle school and when middle school starts, and then this turned into a full-on discussion slash argument because we found out nobody agrees.
At all.
You said middle school starts in sixth.
Six, seven, eighth. That's middle school.
And I said, no, Owen's in sixth. He's in elementary school right now. He goes to middle school next year.
And even you went to middle school at seventh.
And me, where I grew up in Southern Illinois, we started in seventh.
That's just to change the geographical location.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said Maguanago is 7th and 8th only.
Wow.
But MPS is 6th to 8th, which we know.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Glendale, 5 to 8. Again, the 5th grade in there. I don't know what the 5th grade's doing in middle school, y'all.
And then didn't somebody text in and say 9th grade is considered middle school in some places?
Somebody called. Didn't it Ashley or somebody? Maybe somebody did text. I can't remember.
Wild.
Now I'm reading them all. There's a lot. Let's go to the phones. Trisha's in Hartford. Hi, Trisha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when does middle school start and end?
Officially.
Well, when I went to middle school, it was 7, 8, 9 was middle school.
And where did you go?
Waukesha.
Got it.
Okay. That's the 9th grade.
Well, the 9th is another twist for me.
That's what I'm saying. The 9th grade doesn't make sense. Like the 5th grade. But what's the 9th grade for? You way more advanced in 9th grade than 8th.
The weird thing about my school district when I grew up was it was K to 6 for elementary. 7th and 8th were a separate middle school, junior high. And then 9th, we went alone. We were on our own campus.
For 9th?
For everybody to combine. Everybody does it different. And then we went with all the big kids. Then we 10th through 12th was at a different campus.
Okay.
It was wild.
Well,
they bus you from one to the other. It was a lot of stuff.
I don't even know why or for what reason. What's the meaning behind splitting it up? Because mine was a split campus. We went 9-10 one campus, 11-12 at the other, across town from each other. I don't understand what middle school is doing to us now. Nobody knows what grade we were in, how old we were supposed to be. Mm-hmm. This is why there's 18-year-olds in 11th grade.
Seriously. Trisha, thanks for calling.
All right, have a great day.
You too, bye.
So many texts. Kristen in Waukesha said, when I was in middle school, it was 7 to 9. Thomas Jefferson in Port Washington is also 5th grade for middle school, somebody texted in.
Wow.
And then somebody else texted in and said, I agree with Natalie from Menominee Falls. It's whenever you start switching classes. Oh, that's Steven in Muskego.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a lot of texts. We're loving these, you guys. Let's go to Mandy in Lake Geneva next. Mandy, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mandy. Talk to us.
What is middle school? What grades?
So in Kenosha, where I teach, it's 6 through 8.
Okay.
But then in Lake Geneva, where I live and my kids go to school, it's also 6 through 8. But we have it split up a little bit different. My daughter's like in 4th grade right now, and she's at a separate elementary that's just 4 or 5.
What?
So they kind of like prep them, I guess.
I guess 4 or 5 is now a prep school.
Yeah, because I guess it's like you're prepping 7, 8 split. Somewhere. I don't know.
Does she change classes and go to different teachers now in 4 or 5 then?
Not for everything, but she does go to a different teacher. I believe it's for math.
Okay. Okay.
So it's doing a little bit. Okay.
Specialization teachers, yeah.
That gives us some insight. Thank you, Mandy.
And then really just to mess everybody up, our middle school still gets recess.
Mandy?
Wait. No.
I love that.
That's weird.
I love that. You ain't get recess in middle school?
No. Once you're in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, it's a party's over.
We got recess 6th, 7th, and 8th, dog.
Stop it.
Oh, my mama. Me and Mandy's on the same time.
Oh, we got it.
Hey, listen, don't adults, as an adult, tell me you wouldn't respect a little recess in the middle of your work day.
Well, we do need to get up and move our bodies.
Thank you.
In fact, we're going to have an Allie and DZ recess daily now, just because.
This is a whole new discussion. Mandy, you done started something else.
Another topic tomorrow. Mandy, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Nina in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Nina. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the word, Nina?
We see the text coming in. Somebody said West Bend is 5th and 6th, and then 7th and 8th is a different school. Again, split up like how I grew up.
I'm seeing districts just do what they want.
Okay, so I grew up on the east side, and I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
So there was St. Rita's, St. Hedwig's, Holy Rosary, St. Peter and Paul.
Yep.
And we went to 8th grade. The school next to St. Rita's was Cass Street. They went to 8th grade too, but we went over there for like wood shop and stuff because, you know, the Catholic schools didn't have all that.
Right.
And the older kids considered themselves middle school, the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
So the Catholic schools went all the way to eighth grade. After that, you went on to your high school.
Right.
Got it. Got it.
That's the private school
K through eighth.
They just go to eighth. To, yeah, I get
correct.
That.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, some of you texted in said Whitnall's 6 to 8 and Butler, get this, 5 to 8 for middle school. 5 to 8.
5 to 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, we're getting a lot of different answers. I'm loving this.
And now Nina's in Cudahy, but she grew up on the east side and went to a private school, and we're hearing that perspective as well. Thank you,
Nina.
Yeah,
we won't get into all that, you know, that's just Catholic education. We'll leave that alone, but right.
Nina said, we wore uniforms. Y'all have a good day. Bye, Nina.
Bye, Nina. Look at Nakusa. They said is 4 to 8. Nakusa, Wisconsin, the middle school's 4 to 8. Come on. Now you just don't have enough kids.
What?
Now you're shoving everybody into one school on purpose.
Honestly, let's just do K through 12. Can we get a K through 12
school?
Seriously.
Jamie's in Twin Lakes, and she is a teacher, last but not least. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Somebody said Greendale is 6 to 8, their middle school.
Thank you.
We got in the discussion for the question of the day when middle school is, because DZ and I had completely different experiences growing up. And now Owen is entering middle school next year in 7th. And DZ went, no, he's in middle school already.
Technically.
Technically.
But to me, maybe not to the rest of y'all.
You're
clearly
the last one, Jamie. You get the last word.
All right. So I'm just going to mess everybody up.
Oh, no.
So I know. I'm sorry. So I am a teacher out in Elkhorn, and our middle school is 6th through 8th.
Right.
However, my kids go out, we live in Twin Lakes, my kids go out in the county schools, and there's a whole bunch of the county schools that are 4K through 8th grade, so they're all in one building still, but they go to a different side of the building for middle school, which is 5th through 8th.
Okay, so now Owen is going to have a different side for 7th and 8th, but he's connected to the high school.
So it's a little similar.
It's similar,
it's technically a split little wing, but at one point in time, them high schoolers could come over.
And you could find them if you really want to find
take
them.
Take that lunch money.
Meet you in the back.
Outside at the playground.
Seriously. Who wrote in Lamira is K to 12? Well, that's because it's just a small town, probably.
Lamira is because there's only 40 people in that mug.
And then somebody said Northern Ozaukee County School District, it's middle school 6th through 8th, but their whole entire school system is in one building. You just move to a different part of the building. The kind of like what we're talking with,
like
Jamie.
Jamie's saying, you mix it up.
Yeah.
You intermingle, man. I wonder if any of these schools intermingle classes. You know how they used to have like buddy systems, like a big brother, little brother?
Mm-hmm.
Do they tag?
We do.
See, boom.
Yep.
Glad we had Jamie on the phone.
Nice. Well, and people are texting in saying, I guess maybe I'm wrong. They're saying Owen's going to a 7 through 12 technically. He's not going to middle school because he's going to the middle high school at once.
All right, can y'all stop blowing my brain right
my
now?
My head's going to explode.
We're
by
done.
The way, my kid is a child. He's not growing up.
We're
Thank
done.
You. We're done.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem?
Alexis and Josh wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
They need help.
What kind of help?
Neighbor help.
Oh.
Boy, I'm here for it because you know this is near and dear to my heart, and especially after you hear about it.
Does anybody like their neighbors anymore?
No. No, I like my neighbors. I do like my neighbors.
Because they're listening.
I hope not. They don't know I work here.
They really don't?
No.
They have no idea you're on the radio?
I ain't told them.
I can't wait for the day they discover this.
I don't know what they do. They don't know what I do.
Oh, my goodness. This is great.
We haven't had that talk yet.
I can't wait to drive the Kiss van over to your house and make a scene.
Chill out.
Okay, I won't.
Park it right in front, huh?
In Bayview. Baby! Let's go! T.I. playing out of the back.
Whatever
you like.
Actually, I've parked the Kiss truck in the garage before. I needed to. I borrowed it, you know, had it, and left my car here. It was after the Taylor Swift listening party, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So they may know.
They may know.
Hey, I drove in late and I drove out early, but this ain't about me and my neighbors. This is about Alexis and Josh.
And their neighbors.
And their neighbors.
What is the problem with their neighbors?
They wrote in, said their neighbors won't leave them alone. Allie and DZ, my boyfriend and I live in a quiet neighborhood. My neighbor is an older man, probably late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
When we first moved in, he kept coming over, talking to me, doing little things in the yard, because it had been super, super neglected by the previous renters. Mm-hmm. And said he had an agreement with the landlord, et cetera, et cetera. Since moving in, though, we talked with both the landlord and him about how we can take care of the yard work for ourselves. Mm. You see what I said? This is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, he's doing the yard work. Same problem you were having.
Basically.
And so, I love it how he's got an agreement with the landlord. Like, of course the landlord's going to be like, sure, go take care of my property if you want. Who would say no to that?
Right.
Go on.
Said, we talked with both and they said we can take care of our own yard work, but he won't stop coming into the yard, trying to do little tasks and talk to us. Currently, he'd been removing this huge brush pile that I was actually using for firewood. Mm. Oh, my guess is she was using it for kindling.
Okay, Harv. Yeah,
right. Now the entire pile is gone. How do I talk to this man about, how do I talk to this man without possibly creating some sort of dispute? He's doing all this work in my yard without my permission.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do. We've only been here a little over a month, but it's starting to become a real issue for me, especially living with my boyfriend and being pregnant.
You wrote this one, didn't you?
He has. No, what? He said, live, I don't have a boyfriend, I know, and I'm not pregnant.
But your neighbor won't leave your yard alone. I'm convinced.
He left my yard alone.
He did.
I do. That's an update for after I'm done with
this.
Okay,
so these people can't get this guy out. Go on.
He said he hasn't. I haven't even been outside because I've been avoiding him. My boyfriend hasn't had a conversation with him. He's not very sociable, but he's tried to talk and been ignored basically every time. Mm. What do we do? Alexis and Josh.
Aw, somebody texted in and said maybe he's lonely and needs a friend.
Bruh.
Aw.
I hate to agree.
Come on.
I hate to agree.
You're going to say be his friend?
No. Oh. No, oh. I'm not saying you got to be friends with your neighbor, but what I'm saying is Alexis and Josh are maybe feeling this a little too hard, right? My situation was different. Thankfully, my neighbor has now left my lawn alone.
Yeah.
I mow my own lawn now, guys. Thankfully. Hurrah. Hooray.
I still want to know how you made that happen.
He asked again, and we told him no.
Good. Good for you.
We're just like, no, we got it. Thank you. We got a lawnmower. I'm actually waiting to use it. Haven't gotten the chance yet.
Leave me alone.
Because you keep mowing.
Now is the day DZ realized they do listen to the radio and they do know he's on the air.
Probably.
Okay, so Josh and Alexis are having these issues with this guy who just won't leave them alone.
Man. Older guy, late 60s, keeps doing little tasks, but they're renters. The main thing is they already had an agreement with your landlord, the actual property owner.
Ah.
So that man has permission.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're now uncomfortable with it, you've talked with your landlord. That guy has permission to do whatever it is that he's doing.
Which is even weirder.
Yes.
Which is even weirder.
Possibly even weirder.
Has he got a key to your house?
No, hopefully not.
You know what I mean?
But what if you find out this man's the handyman? You've only been there a month. They haven't been there very long.
No.
They feel like problematic people early on. I hate to say it, but Alexis and Josh feel like they're starting stuff.
Oh, they're the problem.
They're starting stuff.
Oh.
The yard had been neglected by the previous renter, whatever. Dude had an agreement with the landlord. Now y'all are coming in and expecting to just take over. Y'all didn't buy. Y'all are renting. No disrespect. No disrespect to the renters.
That's where you're saying they lose the ability to do whatever they want with the yard because they're renting.
It's not your actual property.
House.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they got to let this go and let mans do what he's doing. Fantastic. Do what you want to do, right? Maybe y'all can intermingle and y'all can come up with a system. Hey, you do mow the lawn and tend to the trees, whatever. Make sure the brush is picked up. We will tend to the flowers. We'll take care of the garden.
I think they just need to call the landlord and go, we don't want this guy on our property. Let us do it ourselves. Like, why do we have to let this guy do it? We're living here. We want to do it. Let us do it.
That's going to take time, though.
You can't do that off bat. But then he's not going to be in your yard.
You can't do that off bat, man. Or you got to come up with a schedule. You got to do something. Because I get it. She's pregnant. She's probably got hella emotions going through her body right now. Boyfriend is trying to step up, do the dad thing now. And
you know what? Once they have that baby, he's not going to want to do it anyway.
100% not. Or he's going to want to do it 100% more.
414-533-1037. That number works. You can call or you can text us. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. What should Josh and Alexis do about their neighbor who keeps doing all the yard work? He's supposed to be there, but they don't want him there.
Old man.
Just say, you're done. Job's over.
It's not their yard.
I know.
He has permission. I think they should act like
it's their yard. They should get crazy Clint Eastwood. Creepy Clint Eastwood.
This ain't the one for that, man. They got to let this go. This is his lawn.
Oh, man. All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
over.
Two more reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Alexis and Josh do not like their neighbor doing all the yard work, even though they're renting, and he was told by the landlord he could do it. So guess what? Michaela's in Milwaukee, and she said, I'm a landlord with a suggestion.
Oh, are you now? Say less.
Well, then, Michaela, you're up first. Good morning, Michaela.
Buenos dias.
Hi there.
Hi, are you a nice landlord?
She sounds like a nice landlord.
I hope so.
She doesn't sound like a slumlord.
I hope my tenants think so.
I hope so.
She does not sound like a slumlord. No. So you said you got a suggestion, though.
Yeah, so my friend always says fences make good neighbors, and that's super true with rentals. And your landlord's not going to go for putting up a permanent one, especially if they got a, you know, handyman lawnmower guy next door.
Right.
But you could still put in, like, those little baby kind of fencing that you use to keep kids in an area of your home.
Sure.
Just as, like, a boundary suggestion. Because once you have that kid, you might find that you want to take it down and ask him to be, like, helping to take care of things. If he feels like he gets fulfillment from helping out, then you can kind of show him when you're not okay with that and when you are okay with that without a permanent structure.
Huh.
Create more work.
Well, and I got to be honest, in my brain, I was imagining that they had a fence. I don't know why they had a fence in my mind when I don't have a fence around my stuff, and that's why my neighbor was doing my yard work.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't got a fence.
Can I get a guy that wants to do my yard work for free? I mean, who are these people? Like, DZ, your neighbor wouldn't stop cutting your yard. Josh and Alexis, this guy loves doing it. Where are these people?
Where are y'all?
What are these? I mean, seriously, Michaela, wouldn't you love a random guy that would do all your yard work at your properties?
I mean, our tenants do the yard work at their properties. It's kind of their territory, and we let them own it. So, you know, have issues with the people next door coming over, I've had conversations with folks about where boundary lines are, but nobody's come over and tried to do the lawn work and had complaints about it.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, what was the craziest thing somebody did to one of your properties?
Yeah.
But do you have an answer, or have they all been good?
They've usually actually been really good. Okay. We're pet friendly, so we usually end up with the people who have animals that people assume are like terrible, but man, pibbles are awesome. Right. Just let them in.
Right, man. Hey, thank you. PSA Amen. From a landlord right there.
Amen. Don't blame the breed. No, no.
Appreciate you, McKenna.
No, no. They're the sweeties.
I know.
And good
Trust
suggestion.
Me.
Make a boundary and stick to it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Michaela.
No problem.
Bye.
You want to go to Saucy, since Saucy's in the lawn care business?
Saucy does be. She do be mowing.
In the winter, she plows. In the summer, she mows.
She be mowing and knowing.
Uh-huh. I'm different, yeah, Saucy I'm different. Sandra. That's why she's...
Hey there. Hey, my friends. I don't just mow. How do you think I got my big guns?
I was just about to say,
mowing.
I've seen your big muscles.
I do enjoy
quads.
A mow.
But never mind.
I do enjoy a mow, though. So I will say that.
Well, what's your advice?
But, DZ, I got to pick a little fight with you here.
Hold
you kind of triggered me.
Why?
You totally gaslit the crap out of her and made her feel like her feelings are not valid and not valuable.
Excuse
and to keep
me?
Her mouth shut to stay safe.
Oh, which
That's
is the opposite
not cool,
of
bro.
What, the opposite of what he said when he had the same problem. That's what I thought.
Right? Like, yeah.
I'm just saying.
No.
I wouldn't say I gaslit her. I'm not saying it's invalid. All I'm saying is that she's really getting territorial for a place that she's only been at for a month, something she does not own, and a conversation with people she really hasn't had.
Mm. It don't matter. She pays money to stay there.
Mm.
She pays the landlord's rent. She pays her rent, so it's all good.
Did you write this in secretly? And this is why you hate it?
I own my home. And I'm not pregnant.
Well, have you taken a test? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm 100% positive. There's no baby.
Oh, got it. Well, somebody texted in and said, these two need to get over it. The neighbor has permission from the owner.
Right.
Want to do your own lawn? Buy a house.
That I mean, didn't want to say it that aggressively, but yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of agree.
Pretty much.
I say, you know what? Be honest and open and say, hey, talk to the guy. Be like, hey, I kind of want to use that brush there for fires. Or, hey, can I do this? And just be open and honest.
Yeah. Nobody's having conversations.
Bro, you're kind of bothering me. Buzz off.
No, no beating around the bush, and honestly, no conversations.
Nobody wants to talk to their neighbor like that.
No. In fact,
you know what?
Before they even see me, so I can race in.
You know she's been ignoring him. You know she hasn't been outside because she's been avoiding him.
100%.
Saucy, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Saucy.
Much love, guys.
Bye.
She said you gaslighted the girl.
I know. I was like, dang. Wait, what?
That escalated quickly.
I didn't think I was gaslighting now.
But you did jump to the other side from your own problem. You were this guy better stop. You're like, but this was a little bit different because this guy had permission and you own your house.
I don't have a landlord.
Thank you.
My neighbor did not have permission.
No.
This guy did. There's drastic differences that separated for me to him, but still, yeah, I did take the opposite side from when this happened to me. You're not wrong. Call me out. That's fine.
Whoever texted in, I wish my neighbor wanted to do my yard work. Amen.
We're going to start sending y'all their information. Hopefully you guys live near each other.
Give me the name.
And the number.
Everything. You want to hear what my house sounded like last night, DZ?
Sure. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hot cross bun, B-A-G.
You recognize the song, DZ?
I remember the notes, dog.
Congratulations. Dude, when I say Owen brought home a tuba last night.
Oh, he brought home a tuba.
I went, excuse me?
Tuba.
This thing is so loud. And then he was doing all these loud notes when I wasn't prepared. And you know what he did? He took the tuba, and because doing it in the living room wasn't enough for me, he took it up and set up in my bedroom. In my bedroom.
He had the good acoustic set up, huh?
I came up, Jeezy. It's like 7 p.m. I go, why are you in my room playing the tuba?
Excuse me?
He goes, I was going to do a concert for you. And what do you say to your 12-year-old who's excited to do a concert? I'm like, awesome. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Perform for me.
Uh-huh.
An hour later, we're still playing the tuba in my bedroom.
Same song.
Over and over. Owen has switched, everybody. He has been playing the bassoon. If you don't even know what instrument that is, Google it. He has given up on the bassoon now.
Okay, so we're moved on.
In seventh grade, he has decided he's going to try the tuba. And he came home and this kid played like four songs on the first day.
Nice.
His band teacher messaged me. She goes, he's doing really well with the tuba.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then played it all night. I've never seen that kind of ambition.
So he's enthused about it.
The tuba might be it.
The tuba might be the one.
And then my sister called and said, isn't that a baritone? They had that argument. I go, I don't know the difference, but okay. And I was in band and everything.
You can hear it. It's a baritone tuba for sure.
The clarinet. Were you in band?
Yeah, I was.
What did you play?
I played the saxophone. I played a little snare. Solid. I wanted to play in the orchestra, but then I let everybody else's judgment get to me, and unfortunately let it go. I had a few unfortunate circumstances. I had to send my saxophone, the one my parents paid hundreds of dollars for.
It's not cheap.
To go get repaired.
Uh-huh.
Right? Unfortunately, my clip broke, fell, hit the ground, it dented the bottom. Had to send it. Got a replacement for the time being.
Sure.
When I went to go pick up my saxophone, it was no longer my saxophone. They had resold it, misplaced it, something. But they never replaced it. And the reality is, us being immigrants, not knowing the language well, not being able to defend ourselves in legal fashions, we just had to let it go. And I lost my passion and love for the saxophone.
Bro,
I could have been Steve Harvey.
You could have. Steve Harvey, you could do better than that. He's not even a professional saxophone player.
Kenny G?
Yeah.
I could have been Kenny G.
Whoa. You could have been anything, let me tell you. Well, that's cool that you play the saxophone. I don't know if I knew that about you.
I loved it. I haven't shared that with many people, to be honest.
Yeah, that's cool.
Such a long
time
ago.
Let's start a band, because Owen's doing the bass and orchestra now.
Ooh.
So we've got, he's on the tuba for band. He's in bass and orchestra. He's in both.
Uh-huh.
I played the clarinet, the piano. I can do either. You played the saxophone.
So what you
say? I can do piano and a little bit of, come on.
Ooh, yeah. Aaron does percussion.
Let's go, everybody.
Listen, so we got a drummer, because Aaron does all percussion. She plays a little piano as well.
Family band.
So did we just start a jazz band?
And Sammy can do the xylophone.
Dog.
Oh, my gosh. Hudson will play the harmonica for the fun of it. That's it. That's it. Family band. Can't wait.
Kiss Crew Jazz Ensemble.
Chill on the Hill, move over.
What's up? They had their first day yesterday.
Book us, baby.
Well, what are y'all doing next Tuesday? Come
jazz
see us at
park.
Chill on the Hill.
Book us.
We're starting a jazz band. No, we don't play, but we gonna get there.
But my son is now taking on the tuba.
So I'm proud of him for that. That's lit.
I am proud of him. It was a lot to carry home from school walking, but he did it. So there you go. All right. Owen's playing the tuba. We have Am I the Jerk coming up.
We do.
And it involves getting someone a job.
Okay.
And then something happens.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is Am I the Jerk for quitting the job my sister-in-law got me.
Dang.
Here it is, Allie and DZ.
Uh-huh.
I lost my job in January. I was feeling pretty low. Many friends and family reached out. They offered to help in any way they could. And my sister-in-law was kind enough to refer me for an open position at her workplace. I was desperate and grateful she had recommended me for a job, and I was very happy when I got it. But it's been a few months, and I don't like it. I'm not happy. I don't even want to continue working there. So I put in my resignation as soon as I found a new job. And then my sister-in-law called me and said I had made her look bad because she recommended me for the job. And I quit a few months later, which tarnished her credibility.
Like 6 months, yeah.
I told her it wasn't that serious. Am I the jerk for quitting the job my sister-in-law got me? This is why it is so hard, DZ, to refer people for jobs, because you never know if they're going to screw you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have interns call. I have interns all the time hit me up for references that we've had on the show over the years. And some I respond and some I don't. And I'm like,
I feel that.
I loved you, but there's no way I'm referring you for a job because you're going to go in there and make me look stupid. But then there's some that I'm like, absolutely, I'd refer you for a job, you know, and that's the problem. And I've done this too, where I've also gotten burned and tried to help people. And that's probably why I don't help everybody now.
I've been burned more than I've been, praised, if you will, for helping somebody out. Man, there's been situations where I've gotten people in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Interviews. Honestly, I've gotten people interviews here.
Yeah.
Curve the interview. Make me look bad. Didn't show up. And I'm like, bruh, come on.
That's so embarrassing.
Like, listen. I used my name, image, and likeness for you, dog.
You made me look bad now.
And you made me look bad. That being said, I will still try to help people out. I'm just more selective. Far more selective. If I feel like you're not going to be a good fit, no. Before, it was like, if I know you and I think you're decent, I'll refer you. Now, I got to know you're going to do a great job.
Yeah, or I'm just not referring to anybody.
Nah,
unless
man.
We're desperate. But we need someone.
But at the same time, this was at a moment of desperation. Nobody ever said it was going to be something permanent.
No.
And when you found something better, maybe something more along the lines of what you want to do, you left and went to do that. That's nobody's fault.
You should have at least had a damn conversation with your sister-in-law, but you just quit and were like, I'm done.
After she hooked you up with the job was yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like there's necessarily a conversation that needs to be had with her. It's just how you leave the position.
How you handled it.
How you handled
leaving. You came
leaving.
In, you barely worked for a few months, or you worked there for a few months.
Like
and
six months, maybe?
And then you left.
Right? Because
yeah.
It was January?
January. So 6 months.
Give or take, you know?
All right. I want to know what the listeners are going to say on this, because I obviously think that she's the jerk for quitting the job that somebody else got her that quickly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with jerk on that one because you did make somebody else look bad. But I also don't want people to live in their lives and be miserable.
Was she supposed to live that life and do that job for the rest of her life just because her sister-in-law got her that gig?
No. Somebody said she's not the jerk since she put in her termination notice.
Oh, did she put in a notice?
Well,
okay.
Said that. I mean,
okay,
she
good.
Said that I'm not happy. I don't want to continue working. So I put in my resignation as soon as I found a new job.
Got it.
So I don't know what the resignation was. It could have been that day or longer, but she resigned.
She resigned.
She didn't just disappear. She went in and said, I'm leaving. That's more than just walking out.
Listen, I've just walked out of jobs, I swear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just saying. I mean, yeah. I was actually kind enough to show up to quit.
But then you left.
But then I left, right. Like, so I've not given 2 weeks before, and doesn't feel good. But when, I'm so torn on this, bro, because I'm leaning towards jerk, but I understand why not. You got to go, you know, sow your own oats or whatever the saying is.
It's Melissa. Melissa wants to know if she's a jerk for quitting the job her sister-in-law got her. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Melissa wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting the job her sister-in-law got her. The sister-in-law said she didn't appreciate you. Quit a few months later. Tarnished my credibility. Somebody texted in and said, jerk, people like that are dead to me. That escalated quickly.
That's very bold, and wow, you said that, huh?
Let's go to the phones, though. We're going to start with Nancy in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Also the wife of Julian. We've had both on the show now.
That's right. He just got his theme song. Y'all already know.
I haven't been able to get in. He got his song. I have it.
Well, you can share.
Well, should we?
No.
We can share?
No.
Did Julian say that was okay?
No, he didn't. And neither did I.
And you know,
we share everything else. I want my own theme song.
She wants her own song. Boom, boom, boom.
Stand on it. Nancy, is Melissa a jerk for quitting the job her sister-in-law got her?
Yes, for sure.
Oof.
That is so rude.
Okay.
Like, you're helping her. That's obviously her job. So you put in a good word. And for her, okay, yeah, I understand if it wasn't a good fit for her. But, I mean, at least give her a little more time. I'm sorry, but that is such a jerky move. Like, that affects her sister-in-law. That definitely affects her sister-in-law.
Well, it's embarrassing when you recommend someone and then they don't work out for a negative reason. You know,
for sure.
It's embarrassing, I think, as someone who's been in that position.
It hurts your credibility, too, because then next time they're looking for somebody, they're going to go,
they're not going to believe you.
Don't ask Allie, though. Last person she recommended was only here a week.
I remember there was this,
or
you know,
months,
what?
Whatever.
I just got triggered by another time it happened to me. Some kid that kept hitting me up for a job over and over and over that I knew was like 18.
Okay.
Wanted to work here so bad. This was years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And our boss hit him up and he never responded. And I was like, I'm done.
I'm not doing that.
You've been harassing me for weeks. And I gave you a recommendation and you made me look stupid.
And this you ghost my boss?
It's just so embarrassing. It's like, that's why I can't. This is the whole thing triggers me because of situations I've been through like that.
I'm triggered also because that happened to me also. So, yeah, she's definitely a jerk.
That's why Nancy says jerk.
All right, Nancy, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Amelia in Milwaukee this morning.
Hold on, I lost her theme song.
No!
Oh, there it is.
Amelia. Dizzy? She's lighting you up. Hopefully in Espanol the whole time.
Uh-huh. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, Amelia. How are you?
Which way are you going?
I have a question. Real quick. Did she give her 2-week notice or did she just quit on the spot?
It didn't say. All she wrote in the message was that she said, so I put in my resignation as soon as I found a new job. And then my sister-in-law called me and said I made her look bad because she had recommended me and I quit a few months later.
And I can't tell if that's 2 weeks or an immediate resignation.
So me, I think it's not a jerk because obviously, yeah, she did find her a job and you know, that's nice. But if you're unhappy at a job and miserable, that can really mess up your mental health.
You got to leave too, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's the way I look at it.
Sure.
And the other way too, like, you know, the sister-in-law, yeah, she helped in it too, but it shouldn't, I mean, I understand you're upset, but it shouldn't be to that extreme. Look,
right.
I work in a medical field. I work at 3 different locations at hospitals. Now, when people say, hey, can you get me in? I questioned them before to see if they can. You have to have a tough stomach and you have that thick skin because the medical field, you're going to deal with so many different kind of people.
Right.
And the 10 years that I've been in the medical field, only 2 people I got in. That's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. But my thing is, if she already gave her notice and was actually looking for a job, and once she got the offer, let her know, hey, you know what, I got an offer situation, whatever the case may be, and she gave the notice ahead
Say
of time,
something.
I don't think it's a jerk. Now, just quitting on the spot, that's a jerk move. But I say she's not a jerk.
Well, we know one thing. Melissa is never going to get referred for a job ever again by her sister-in-law.
I know that's right.
That's a lesson she learned then. Not in a rude way, but that's a lesson. That's a learning lesson and stuff like that. But what kind of sucks, though, too, on her sister-in-law side, because she's going to have this in the back of her head, but anytime she needs a favor, even if it's not work-related or anything like that, she's going to second-guess.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not work related, now you go, yeah, but are you going to come through? Or are you just going to quit on me?
Well, that's the thing. Then you're questioning the other person.
Right. So, Amelia,
we got
she's not a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think she's a jerk. She did what she had to do. Yeah, she did what she had to do.
Well,
she did,
and you're right. She did what was best for her. Unfortunately, her sister-in-law did what was best for her as well, and now she's getting screwed. This is the ironic part of this whole story.
The moral dilemma.
You're helping someone. This is the moral dilemma. All right. Thank you, Amelia.
Have a great day.
You guys have a nice one.
Bye. We're split.
Yeah. One jerk, one not the jerk. Amy's in Muskego. She's always fired up, so I have no idea which way this is going to go. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, love.
Hello.
Good morning, fam.
Is Melissa the jerk for quitting her job that her sister-in-law got her?
No, she's not.
Okay, explain.
So you spend majority of your time at the job, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're there, you're investing your time, you're investing your energy, you're putting your mental into it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy. And you guys know this. If you're not happy somewhere, do you want to stay there?
No. Usually not.
All right then. Now, yes, is she a little bit of a jerk for doing that to her sister-in-law and maybe not having a conversation, being like, hey, I don't think this is working out for me. I'm not trying to make you look bad or anything like that. But my mental and my health and my safety, you know, that's on me. It's not on you. Thank you. I appreciate it for, you know, putting your foot out for me.
Yeah.
But here's my thing, though, too. If how was her sister-in-law doing before she started at the job? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it really that detrimental? Like, hey, I got you a job. Now you screwing me. Now I'm screwing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Are you?
You know, were you standing on 10 before I came here? Mm-hmm. All right, then you can stand on 10 after I leave.
And if she gave her,
you know what I mean? Like, if she gave her notice and went out the right way and did it the professional way and everything, you know, she can't be too upset with her. It's not like she's like, yep, I quit right now.
Listen to this text. Abraham in Milwaukee said, here people have this loyalty to their place of employment. Like, their place of employment would have the same loyalty back.
Oh,
these jobs will replace any one of us tomorrow. So, but it's not about if the job appreciates you. It's about your relationship with your sister-in-law or the person that referred you.
It's the interpersonal relationship, not the professional business to, you know, employee relationship.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want anybody to be unhappy, obviously.
Right.
You know?
If her sister-in-law is going to hold a grudge on her like that, baby, come on now.
True.
It's a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's outside.
I don't agree with that, Amy, because let me refer you and you make me look stupid and then we got a problem. I don't agree with that.
I mean, I get
it.
I understand. Yeah. I understand that.
Well, listen,
I get it.
Somebody texted in. Does she expect her to work there forever? No.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
no.
fair, too. We don't even know what the job is. That might have helped if we knew what the job was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A little more context would have helped, but we didn't get it, and today works out anyway.
They didn't take a brain surgeon position at Children's Hospital. We're probably talking about something not that serious, but you never know.
Do we know?
We don't
know. Do we know for sure? Is Children's missing a brain surgeon right now?
That would be so bad.
Amy works it out. She says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said, not a jerk, but this is why I have never recommended anyone for a job. That's my name on the line. Well, maybe that's the solution. Don't refer your friends.
If you can't get the job off your own name, what's your problem?
Screw it.
You know how some people say, it's not what you know, it's who you know?
Yeah.
Somebody once told me, it doesn't matter what you know until who you know gets you there.
Ah.
Right? How about we just say, forget all that. How about it's a matter of who we are and if we can get the job?
Yeah.
Why do references matter?
Because it's always about who you know, and you know it as well as I do. It's not fair.
I hate it.
It's not fair.
I hate it
it's
here.
It's not even legal.
It technically isn't.
Technically, but here we are. Hmm. And you know it, and everybody else in a business knows it. A lot of people get hired because of who you know.
They just call it a reference, but it's really who you know.
Look, I'm sweating. I gotta take my sweatshirt off. Acting like this is my problem today.
Bruh.
All right, listen. Next, we're gonna talk about social media complaints.
Oh, really?
DC and I had a discussion yesterday, and we have a bone to pick. Buenos dias. You know, there are a few complaints that we have that we need to air out about social media.
I'm with this.
I mean, yesterday I looked at DZ and I said, ugh, it's so hard. Facebook doesn't have a grid. Why doesn't Facebook have a grid? And when I say a grid, what I mean is like Instagram. If I go to your Instagram page or your TikTok, I can find all of your videos in little boxes. All I can just scroll down really quick.
Facebook is list style.
It's a list style. So if I posted something a week ago and I've posted 100 things since, good luck finding it unless I've pinned it to the top of my profile, and nobody's doing that all the time.
Not really, no.
So I looked at DZ and I go, what's up? Why is it so hard to find things on Facebook? That's the issue, is that you have to go so far back.
Well, then talk about pinning, like you just said. You can only pin like 3 things.
Yeah, you can't even pin on Instagram. It's 3 or less.
Come on, man.
TikTok is probably 3 too, now that I think about it. But Facebook has no grid.
No, Facebook is always really behind on the times.
Which is, it's not even, we're not even being mean. We say it's the older generation's social media.
It is.
Even everybody has to admit that at this point.
You have to.
It's not like somebody's 20 getting excited about their Facebook account.
Hey, add me on Facebook.
They might have one.
They're not necessarily, no. They're saying, hey, add me on Instagram.
Instagram or TikTok.
Add me on TikTok.
Snapchat.
Even that is pushing thresholds. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids ain't even using Snap like that.
I know.
Bruh, now that you've opened up this can.
Okay, let's go. Let's discuss.
We've got gripes. Mm-hmm. Because just the other day, not hating, I know it's the new kid thing, whatever, but Instagram.
Yeah.
You ever find yourself scrolling and
aimlessly
yep. finding a video?
Uh-huh.
Perfect example. I found a video just the other day of a man doing some yard work.
Yeah.
I know I sound corny, outdated, and old, but I was invested.
I've seen these videos and I'm obsessed. It's the before and after.
I love it.
It's like HGTV. It's so satisfying.
In short form.
And you don't have to wait 30 minutes till the end of the show. You
30
can just
seconds.
See it right away. Okay,
right
sorry.
There.
I'm with you on the weird algorithms.
The
we
satisfactory
have.
Things that's like, wow, look yep. at the perfect box of the brush yes. and bush that he just trimmed. Oh my God.
So I wasn't judging the yard work video. Go on.
So I was really deep and invested in this yard work video. And of course, it's a part one of two parts.
Of course.
Find part two.
Of course.
On TikTok, when that happens, you click on the profile.
Yep.
And it immediately takes you to the just watched.
I love that feature.
That feature.
So even if the video is a year old, it will take you to the one you just watched on their profile so you can find the two back to back. Whereas, yes, I know where you're going. If it's on any other form of social media, you can't find the old
Instagram,
video.
Instagram, nope.
And you sure as hell can't find the second part because you don't even know where it is.
If it was a video that they filmed a month ago even,
yep.
and they're like legit it's constant content creating.
Yeah.
They've got 50 other videos that they've posted since. And since it doesn't take you to the just watched, I now can't find part two to see how beautiful the bush looks at the very end.
Right. And now I'm mad. Oh, you got me on that one. That is. See, now you're mad. Now I'm mad. That's such a good one. Oh, boy. It makes me crazy.
It just tightens me up, man, because all I want to do is see the part two. I need the reveal. But no, Instagram. Now I got to scroll 50 times, lose investment, and then just say, screw it. I don't care about your part two.
You have such a good point with that. That mine is there's no grid on Facebook. That's one of my many gripes. Yours is, because I know they're listening, so I'm going to talk even louder into my phone. And then yours is that at least like on TikTok, they take us to just watched, and you can find the video, the follow-up videos.
Yep.
You can't do that with other stuff.
All these continuation videos that get lost because I can't find part two. You don't make it easy, IG.
No, you don't make it easy at all, and we don't appreciate it. We want to hear what your social media gripes are. Like, what would you change about social media, or what does one have that you wish another one had? Because the feature where it shows you the just watch, that's a TikTok feature.
It is a TikTok feature.
We need that. Meta, listen up. We need that on the gram so we can shoot down to the, you know, the one.
Something
playlists,
like that.
Playlists, all these. The playlists on TikTok, amazing.
Amazing.
Because I can find, you want to see all my keto recipes? It's right there at the top of my profile.
True.
How the hell am I going to make a list on the gram? You know what I mean? Maybe it's a thing now.
I mean, now you can pin certain things, but it's basically like just stories that you're pinning, man.
Whoever said these are such first world problems, duh.
Yeah.
And?
Where do you
what's
live?
Your point? Up.
If I was in Colombia struggling with Colombian things, I'd be talking about Colombian issues. But I am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, struggling on Instagram because I can't find part two of the lawn video I was watching. Where do you live? Do you live in a second-rate country? Where in third world Wisconsin are you at?
Only the guy from the third world country can go.
Now y'all got me tight on the whole thing.
Where do you live?
Yes, this is a first world problem. Where are you at?
So funny. Somebody texted in, I agree with the part two, DZ. So annoying.
Trash.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. It's also, by the way, whoever texted in, I miss MySpace. What is wrong with you?
And the top eight was lit.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Hey, MySpace, we're like 20 years out from MySpace. Or maybe 15?
I'd bring it back.
15.
I'm still looking for Tom.
Enough with the stop. Tom.
He was my
what
top
Tom
friend forever.
What does Tom look like now, I wonder?
Rich. That's what he looks like.
My kids would be like, who's Tom?
They don't know Tom.
And I'd be like, you know Tom? I wonder if they'd even know what MySpace is.
They'd be like, yeah, your room upstairs where I was playing the tuba yesterday, Mom.
Somebody said, oh, here's another one. When you go to just watched and there is no part two.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now I'm really annoyed.
Let's go.
Okay. 414-533-1037. Now I'm really mad. Somebody said, DZ snapped. Well, he had a fair point. Did he not? I mean, that's the best response. Where do you live?
My bad. Not really.
Stop apologizing. You were right.
I didn't mean it.
Text or call us. 414-533-1037. What annoys you with social media? Hey, boys. 103.7 Kiss FM. Some dudes in the foyer. I was like, hey, boys.
Allie, focus.
I see a whole sleeve.
Oh, he's tatted. Allie's out the room. Bye, Allie. I'll see you later.
All I saw was a dude with tattoos and I ran.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Allie's out the room, boy.
No, 103.7 Kiss FM. It is Allie and DZ. Sorry, you said all that. Now I'm flustered.
Told you Allie left the room. Her body was here. Her mind was not.
Anyway, we're talking about social media and your biggest complaints because I said it's so hard finding things on Facebook because there's no grid.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see a post that's like 2 weeks old, and if somebody posts a lot, I have to go so deep. Whereas TikTok, Instagram, I can just scroll on their grid.
Perfect.
And their profile and see it.
Usually you could find it because sometimes my gripe is when you are watching a video and you want to see the just watched like TikTok does, Instagram doesn't do that. So when you're sitting there scrolling through reels and you find a great video that you want to see part two of, click on a profile, MIA. It's 100 posts below and you ain't going to find it.
Somebody said, oh, this is Abraham in Milwaukee again. Here, TikTok is definitely the superior app for sharing videos. Even like when somebody shares a video to you, you can continue to see that what they sent you. What? No, wait, I'm getting these texts all mixed up. Sorry. They're all running together. Oh, you can continue to scroll if they sent you multiple videos.
Oh.
Or as I'm like Instagram or Facebook, you have to go back to the message just to look at the next video that someone sent you.
I didn't know that was a feature on TikTok.
I had to think about what he was saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It'll show you the string of videos that, wow.
And then Ali and Tosa wrote in and said, all of social media annoys me, yet I'm still on it too. It doesn't, I'm not saying I don't dislike it. I love social media.
I don't.
Okay, that's fair. I enjoy it. I understand why it's bad in a lot of ways, and I understand why it's good in a lot of ways.
It's a trap.
It's both, depending on how you use it and what you use it for.
Very, very true.
Okay, so, and who you follow and what you consume is on you.
Yeah.
That's on you, you guys. Right. You choose that.
Your algorithm is your algorithm.
Except for my next complaint, when they start doing suggested posts or suggested people. Oh. And I'm like, no, I set my algorithm. I picked the people and you're changing it on me.
You trying to push your narrative on me, IG.
Let's go to Janessa this morning. Hi, Janessa. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
We've been on a rant. We're sorry.
Where were we? What's your complaint about social media? What would you change?
Well, I don't like if my friends post about their health on Facebook. Nobody needs to know about that, you know?
What if it's, like, really bad, though? Like, what if they got, like, a diagnosis and we need to know?
Well, if it's bad enough, well, fine. But, like...
Because I don't really want you to call me. Let's be real. I don't want anybody calling me. So now what?
Well, I gotta have surgery soon, so I don't post it on my Facebook to let everybody know.
Well... I mean, that is a little dramatic. It's like, it's unless you're going to go, hey, I'm Allie, and I'm having skin removal, if anyone would like to follow along, which is what I did, versus like, oh, I'm going in for a knee replacement.
Yeah.
My third cousin is the one to call, everybody. Here's her number, 414.
If you want updates on how I'm doing.
We'll add you to the group chat.
Okay, fair.
Right.
But again, that comes back to what Allie, what you're saying.
Yeah.
It depends on how you use it and what you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
Janessa is saying, y'all, you don't need to be sitting there always updating me about what you got going on with your health. Mm-hmm. We can all have health problems every now and again or be needing surgery, stuff like that.
Yeah, we got to turn you down, Janessa. There's something going on in the background there.
We appreciate your call.
Bye, Janessa.
Bye.
Yeah. So anyway, somebody else texted in and said, all I hate about social media is people sending you messages so you can go to Team, is it Timu or Timu, and give them points.
Oh.
What?
Everybody wanting points for something, like getting stars. It's subscriptions. That's another gripe.
Facebook is trying to make money with stars. I don't support it. It's similar to what, like roses, or what was it on TikTok?
It's like roses. Roses, a bunch of things.
And like every time, I'll just tell you, every time I post, it's like, do you want to post with stars? Like, do I want to ask listeners if they want to give me money? I'm like, for what?
Why?
Because I put a picture of my kid up, you're going to send me money? That's weird.
No.
I don't get the stars thing. They're trying it. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't either.
It makes absolutely no sense.
All these rollouts. I got one more for you.
What?
Dog, you ever be on Instagram or really any social site and it never shows you the newest stuff at the top? You open it up. And all of a sudden, you're seeing posts from 5 days ago.
Yes, like I post 7 things, but you're only seeing the one that did the best. The best post I had that had the most engagement is the what they're pushing out to you.
I want to see the newest.
You want the newest.
I want the newest.
And
I
then you see... missed it.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there looking at something you posted a month ago.
And you don't see the picture of Owen with the tuba.
Nope.
Because you're looking at the one of my nails
exactly.
that I posted a week ago.
Exactly.
Right.
When
right.
I'd rather see the one of the tuba, no disrespect to your nails.
And, you would.
But I'm more interested in the tuba.
And most people would rather see my kids. You see what I mean? Like,
yep.
I'm with you.
Boy.
Somebody said in the text line, they said, something that absolutely drives me crazy on social media is when someone posts about them having a horrible migraine. Like, how about you get off the computer?
Maybe that's why you got the migraine.
Oh, here's a good one. We'll end with this one. Strangers adding you on Facebook just to try and sell you something. You guys, if I don't know you, denied.
Why are you adding strangers?
Do not on anything. Should I read the email I just got? The Mayday email.
It was a Mayday email?
It was a freak out email.
From who?
Owen.
Oh, wait, what?
Who's at school right now?
Oh, that's why he emailed.
And emailed and said, nothing other than, we need the cable for my iPad now, in all caps.
Huh?
This second.
Oh, like the charger. Oh.
Like he's turning it in at school and he has no charger and he's emailing me And it says now in all caps, as if I'm going to jump off of my workplace.
Allie, why are you still here?
I mean,
bye. You got to go do things. You got to go be a mom. You better go get him that cable.
He is delusional right now.
Hey, Bubba, that's your fault.
He said, we need the, in all caps, you guys. He just emailed me at work and said, now.
He gave you a directive.
Boy, don't talk to me like that again.
Did he raise his voice at you?
I don't know. He said something to me last night, real smart, Alec. And I said, don't ever say that to me again.
Well, watch him out.
I'm still your mom.
Watch him out.
And I'm a cool mom, but don't push it.
It is
back. That's literally one of those moments last night. I was like, that was questionable.
I'm a cool mom, this backhand ain't.
Preach. So anyway, I'm going to throw that phone to the side and not worry about that problem right now.
My man's really said, hey, mother, leave
now.
Your job.
Now. N-O-W in all caps.
Period.
At least he spelled now, right?
Proud of you.
Which is questionable nowadays. All right. So it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And we are going to be giving away the Summerfest tickets because we're sending you to see 2C.
Yeah, pit passes, baby.
You. So good. So that's happening before 9 o'clock. You don't want to go anywhere.
I don't even think people realize you're going to see 2C. Yeah, but you can also go see so many other acts that same day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's Summerfest full day.
Boom.
So it's funny. We were just talking about work and how my son expects me to leave work right now.
Right now.
Right now to return his iPad cable.
Now.
But I'm not. I'm not leaving work, nor am I going to care right now where the cable is.
Nope.
Because today is, what's today, DZ?
What do you mean?
What's today? What day of the week?
Well, it's the middle of the week.
Wednesday.
Hump day. Yeah.
DZ, this is a very busy day at work. This is when all the Monday and Tuesday took the day offs show up. And that's where I'm going next.
Ooh,
bring it up work stuff.
Oh, we're doing this.
Oh, we're doing this.
Let's do this.
We're talking about the busiest day at your work. And what started this was, we found out that Monday's a work from home day.
For a lot of people.
In our office. Not us, because we come in every day because we're on the radio and we have the equipment here.
Right,
fine.
Right.
I don't, and I actually don't mind people working from home. They leave us alone.
True.
I'll leave you alone. But we need people around sometimes. So Monday's a work from home day.
Yeah.
So another coworker came in and had something to say about it and said, huh, they take Monday. This is work from home. Then everybody comes in on Wednesday and freaks out to get everything done for the weekend. Whereas it should be reversed.
Yeah, a little
bit. It should be that we're going hard on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, screw around on Thursday, Friday, people.
No.
It's like everybody's doing it backwards.
Friday becomes the, oh my goodness, we ain't do nothing Monday and Tuesday.
And everybody who's working all week's like, yo, this ain't my problem. It's Friday now.
This is on y'all. All of the little last minute expense reports and little doodads and thingy mabobbers that y'all need now on Friday. Y'all could have hit me on Monday.
Bro. Ding, ding.
One of my good friends, and I'll say his name,
so relatable.
Greg, he works for a logistics company.
Yeah.
And he, I don't want to say complains, but this is a problem that he has with his company all of the time.
He does. What do you mean? Like, what happens?
There will be an email that'll come through for an order that has been in, sitting in somebody's box, basically.
For days.
For days.
Because they've been working from home or not working at all or
Monday,
not looking the email.
Work from home. Tuesday, work from home. Wednesday might be the first day in the office for some of these people that he works with. And now, all of a sudden,
they expect a response immediately because they're working.
They might not get to that Wednesday immediately because they've got other priorities to attend
sure.
to. For Monday and Tuesday.
Sure.
But then Thursday morning rolls around, Friday morning rolls
uh-huh.
around, and everybody's getting the May Day email.
That deadline, deadline!
No!
No! Because we all waited until the middle of the week. Yep.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
Now.
He has that problem.
He's got this problem.
Oh, it's so relatable. So what's the best day or the busiest day, I guess, at work?
Honestly, I would consider it probably Friday. Friday might be the busiest day, even though it's backwards.
It should be the least busy day, but it does feel like that's the day everyone's going crazy trying to get things done all of a sudden.
You know what I think it is? Nobody genuinely likes coming to work Monday
obviously.
And hitting the ground running.
Nobody.
Nobody wants to be
but
slammed
then,
with stuff.
But then your momentum, if you're like us and you're here on a Monday,
yeah.
you're ready to, your momentum is like, I'm up. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on.
And then you're like, and wait till Wednesday. Which is today. And now it gets really busy for us,
and,
right?
And now we've
it
got
gets
emails.
Really
yeah.
Emails like crazy yesterday.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, not Monday. It's so true.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
Okay. Or maybe we're completely off. And some people do have just a free Friday because everybody works Monday and Tuesday.
That's the way it should be. It should be that everybody's the busiest on Monday. But it doesn't feel like that anymore.
Is it?
What is the busiest day? Somebody said Monday. Monday because payroll is due.
Ah.
So for whatever you do, you got to be there on a Monday.
That makes sense. People's busiest day may be Monday.
Yeah. And we were just saying, you know, even in our office, there's people that work from home. But sometimes it feels like half the week. Everybody comes in at the end of the week and is like, hello.
And by the way.
One more thing.
And also this.
414-533-1037. What's the busiest day at your work? Is it Friday like us?
Is it Monday for accounting?
We're going to talk to you next. We're talking about the busiest day at your work because we were saying depending on where you work and if people work from home, because there's jobs where nobody works from home for the record.
True. No, that's very true.
A lot of jobs where nobody works from home.
Can't do construction from home, can you?
No, a lot of labor jobs like that. And Kate from Jefferson even texted in and said, every work day is a busy day for a caregiver.
True.
So like nurses who work in hospitals, things, doctors, you know, they're going in.
Even teachers, you know, daycares, all that. You're a caretaker? Yeah.
Actually, one of my nurse friends works from home a few days a week because she does her paperwork those days. But
okay, well, that's clerical.
But you're still working,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
So we were saying Monday is a work from home day, so it feels like on Wednesday we get bombarded. Like everybody's like coming in the middle of the week and freaking out.
Like a tornado.
It should be reversed. We should be going crazy at the beginning of the week and then taking off the end of the week, and I feel like.
We should all have tea times on Friday. Exactly.
Ding, ding. Paulina, our girl, is in Milwaukee. Got her own theme song. Paulina.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Somebody texted in and said, every Monday morning I die a little more.
Ouch.
Ow. Yeah, Mondays are rough for everybody.
Is that your busiest day at work or what is your busiest
day
at work?
No. So it's Mondays and Tuesdays. We have like 20 something people in our office. It's not a big office. And they'll trickle in like here and there Monday, Tuesday. But then everybody on Wednesday is there. And it's just crazy. And orders are being placed and emails are being sent.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to Friday, and like out of the 20 something people in the office, there'll be like three in the whole office. Like, geez, you guys, I didn't get the memo that none of us were coming in this Friday.
Do you work here? You must work here.
Right.
You must.
Yeah. Friday, oh, my goodness.
Every Friday when I leave, there's like three cars in the parking lot, me, DZ, and the Kiss van.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody shows up on Fridays. And unfortunately, with what I do, I need to be physically in the office. So
I don't blame them for not showing up on Friday. I wouldn't either if I had the ability to work from home.
Same.
As soon as we figure out those capabilities, watch out.
Look out, everybody.
Fridays from home.
So Paulina deals similar, the Wednesday where people kind of don't ramp up to working until the middle of the week and then they go crazy.
Yeah.
So I feel that in my soul so hard.
Monday, no. Friday, no. Wednesday, go, go, go. Got it.
Yes, exactly.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the work week, basically.
Yeah, give or take.
Thanks, Paulina. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. You too, guys.
It's great to hear from you.
Won't have a great day because it's Wednesday, I just realized.
Ugh.
Shoot.
Yikes.
All right, Ebony just texted in. She said, it's Ebony.
Wepa.
Mondays are so crunchy. I can hear it on Sunday.
Crunchy. Oh, why'd you have to use that descriptor, though?
Katie Ann in Lake Geneva said Friday and Saturday. I don't know what she does, but those are her busiest days.
Think about it. Some servers would say, arguably, the weekends are their busy days.
Sure.
Monday through Thursday are dead in a lot of places, restaurants, especially early. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, bumping.
Look at this text. I work at the Humane Society, so no day's really a slow day, but Thursdays are the busiest for some reason. It's got to be, again, at the end of the week. People are just starting their weekends and
want to ditch the pet before Friday, huh?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Buenos dias. You know, there are a few complaints that we have that we need to air out about social media.
I'm with this.
I mean, yesterday I looked at DZ and I said, ugh. It's so hard. Facebook doesn't have a grid. Why doesn't Facebook have a grid? And when I say a grid, what I mean is like Instagram. If I go to your Instagram page or your TikTok, I can find all of your videos in little boxes. I can just scroll down really quick.
Facebook is list style.
It's a list style. So if I posted something a week ago and I've posted 100 things since, good luck finding it unless I've pinned it to the top of my profile, and nobody's doing that all the time.
Not really, no.
So I looked at DZ and I go, what's up? Why is it so hard to find things on Facebook? That's the issue, is that you have to go so far back.
Well, then talk about pinning, like you just said. You can only pin like 3 things.
Yeah, you can't even pin on Instagram. It's 3 or less.
Come on, man.
TikTok is probably 3 too, now that I think about it. But Facebook has no grid.
No, Facebook is always really behind on the times.
Which is, it's not even, we're not even being mean. We say it's the older generation's social media.
It is.
Even everybody has to admit that at this point.
You have to.
It's not like somebody's 20 getting excited about their Facebook account.
Hey, add me on Facebook.
They might have one.
They're not necessarily, no. They're saying, hey, add me on Instagram.
Instagram or TikTok.
Add me on TikTok.
Snapchat.
Even that is pushing thresholds. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids ain't even using Snap like that.
I know.
Bruh, now that you've opened up this can.
Okay, let's go. Let's discuss.
We've got gripes. Mm-hmm. Because just the other day, not hating, I know it's the new kid thing, whatever, but Instagram.
Yeah.
You ever find yourself scrolling and
aimlessly
yep. finding a video?
Uh-huh.
Perfect example. I found a video just the other day of a man doing some yard work.
Yeah.
I know I sound corny, outdated, and old, but I was invested.
I've seen these videos and I'm obsessed. It's the before and after.
I love it.
It's like HGTV. It's so satisfying.
In short form.
And you don't have to wait 30 minutes till the end of the show. You
30
can just
seconds.
Hear it right away. Okay,
right
sorry.
There.
I'm with you on the weird algorithms.
The
we
satisfactory
have.
Things that's like, wow, look yep. at the perfect box of the brush and
yes.
bush that he just trimmed. Oh my God.
So I wasn't judging the yard work video. Go on.
So I was really deep and invested in this yard work video. And of course, it's a part one of two parts.
Of course.
Find part two.
Of course.
On TikTok, when that happens, you click on the profile.
Yep.
And it immediately takes you to the just watched.
I love that feature.
That feature.
So even if the video is a year old, it will take you to the one you just watched on their profile so you can find the two back to back. Whereas, yes, I know where you're going. If it's on any other form of social media, you can't find the old
Instagram,
video.
Instagram, nope.
And you sure as hell can't find the second part because you don't even know where it is.
If it was a video that they filmed a month ago even,
yep.
and they're like legit constant content creating,
yeah.
they've got 50 other videos that they've posted since then. And since it doesn't
totally.
Take you to the just watched, I now can't find part two to see how beautiful the bush looks at the very end.
Right! And now I'm mad. Oh, you got me on that one. That is. See, now you're mad. Now I'm mad. That's such a good one. Oh,
boy.
It makes me crazy.
It just tightens me up, man, because all I want to do is see the part two. I need the reveal. But no, Instagram. Now I got to scroll 50 times, lose investment, and then just say, screw it. I don't care about your part two.
You have such a good point with that. That mine is there's no grid on Facebook. That's one of my many gripes. Yours is, because I know they're listening, so I'm going to talk even louder into my phone. And then yours is that at least like on TikTok, they take us to just watched and you can find the video, the follow-up videos.
Yep.
You can't do that with other stuff.
All these continuation videos that get lost because I can't find part two. You don't make it easy, IG.
No, you don't make it easy at all. And we don't appreciate it. We want to hear what your social media gripes are. Like, what would you change about social media? Or what does one have that you wish another one had? Because the feature where it shows you the just watch, that's a TikTok feature.
It is a TikTok feature.
We need that. Meta, listen up. We need that on the gram so we can shoot down to the, you know, the one.
Something like that.
Playlists, all these. The playlists on TikTok, amazing.
Amazing.
Because I can find, you want to see all my keto recipes? It's right there at the top of my profile.
True.
How the hell am I going to make a list on the gram? You know what I mean? Maybe it's a thing now.
I mean, now you can pin certain things, but it's basically like just stories that you're pinning, man.
Whoever said these are such first world problems, duh.
Yeah.
And?
Where do you
what's
live?
What's your point?
If I was in Columbia struggling with Colombian things, I'd be talking about Colombian issues. But I am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, struggling on Instagram because I can't find part two of the lawn video I was watching. Where do you live? Do you live in a second-rate country? Where in third world Wisconsin are you at?
Only the guy from the third world country can go.
Now y'all got me tight on the whole thing.
Where do you live?
Yes, this is a first world problem. Where are you at?
So funny. Somebody texted in, I agree with the part two, DZ. So annoying.
Trash.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. It's also, by the way, whoever texted in, I miss MySpace. What is wrong with you?
Hey, the top eight was lit.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Hey, MySpace, we're like 20 years out from MySpace. Or maybe 15?
I'd bring it back.
15.
I'm still looking for
Enough
Tom.
Enough with the Stop. Tom.
He was my
what
top friend
Tom
forever.
What does look like now, I wonder?
Rich. That's what he looks like.
My kids would be like, who's Tom?
They don't know Tom.
And I'd be like, you know Tom? I wonder if they'd even know what MySpace is.
They'd be like, yeah, your room upstairs where I was playing the tuba yesterday, Mom.
Somebody said, oh, here's another one. When you go to just watched and there is no part two.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now I'm really annoyed.
Let's go.
Okay. 414-533-1037. Now I'm really mad. Somebody said, DZ snapped. Well, he had a fair point. Did he not? I mean, that's the best response. Where do you live?
My bad. Not really.
Stop apologizing. You were right.
I didn't mean it.
Text or call us. 414-533-1037. What annoys you with social media? Hey, boys. 103.7 Kiss FM. Some dudes in the foyer. I was like, hey, boys.
Allie, focus.
I see a whole sleeve.
Oh, he's tatted? Allie's out the room. Bye, Allie. I'll see you later.
All I saw was a dude with tattoos and I ran.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Allie's out the room, boy.
No, 103.7 Kiss FM. It is Allie and DZ. Sorry, you said all that. Now I'm flustered.
Told you Allie left the room. Her body was here. Her mind was not.
Anyway, we're talking about social media and your biggest complaints because I said it's so hard finding things on Facebook because there's no grid.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see a post that's like 2 weeks old, and if somebody posts a lot, I have to go so deep. Whereas TikTok, Instagram, I can just scroll on their grid.
Perfect.
And their profile and see it.
Usually you could find it because sometimes my gripe is when you are watching a video and you want to see the just watched like TikTok does,
yes.
Instagram doesn't do that. So when you're sitting there scrolling through Reels and you find a great video that you want to see part two of, Click on a profile, MIA. It's 100 posts below and you ain't going to find it.
Somebody said, oh, this is Abraham in Milwaukee again. Here, TikTok is definitely the superior app for sharing videos. Even like when somebody shares a video to you, you can continue to see that what they sent you. I'm getting these texts all mixed up. Sorry. They're all running together. Oh, you can continue to scroll if they sent you multiple videos.
Oh.
Or as I'm like Instagram or Facebook, you have to go back to the message just to look at the next video that someone sent you.
I didn't know that was a feature on TikTok.
I had to think about what he was saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It'll show you the string of videos. Wow.
And then Ali and Tosa wrote in and said, all of social media annoys me, yet I'm still on it too. It doesn't. I'm not saying I don't dislike it. I love social media.
I don't.
Okay, that's fair. I enjoy it. I understand why it's bad in a lot of ways, and I understand why it's good in a lot of ways.
It's a trap.
It's both, depending on how you use it and what you use it for.
Very, very true.
Okay, so and who you follow and what you consume is on you.
Yeah.
That's on you, you guys.
Right.
You choose that.
Your algorithm is your algorithm.
Except for my next complaint, when they start doing suggested posts or suggested people.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, I set my algorithm. I pick the people and you're changing it on me.
You trying to push your narrative on me, IG.
Let's go to Janessa this morning. Hi, Janessa. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
We've been on a rant. We're sorry.
Where were we? What's your complaint about social media? What would you change?
Well, I don't like if my friends post about their health on Facebook. Nobody needs to know about that, you know?
What if it's, like, really bad, though? Like, what if they got, like, a diagnosis and we need to know?
Well, if it's bad enough, well, fine. But, like...
Because I don't really want you to call me. Let's be real. I don't want anybody calling me. So now what?
Well, I gotta have surgery soon, so I don't post it on my Facebook to let everybody know.
I mean, that is a little dramatic. It's like, it's unless you're going to go, hey, I'm Allie, and I'm having skin removal, if anyone would like to follow along, which is what I did, versus like, oh, I'm going in for a knee replacement.
Yeah.
My third cousin is the one to call everybody. Here's her number, 414.
If you want updates on how I'm doing.
We'll add you to the group chat.
Okay, fair.
Right.
But again, that comes back to what Allie, what you're saying.
Yeah.
It depends on how you use it and what you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
Janessa's saying, y'all, you don't need to be sitting there always updating me about what you got going on with your health.
Mm-hmm.
We can all have health problems every now and again or be needing surgery, stuff like that.
Yeah, we got to turn you down, Janessa. There's something going on in the background there.
We appreciate
it might be the radio.
Your call.
Bye, Janessa.
Bye.
Yeah. So anyway, somebody else texted in and said, all I hate about social media is people sending you messages so you can go to Team, is it Timu or Timu, and give them points.
Oh.
What?
Everybody wanting points for something, like getting stars. It's subscriptions. That's another gripe.
Facebook is trying to make money with stars. I don't support it. It's similar to what, like roses, or what was it on TikTok?
Roses. Roses, a bunch of things.
And like every time, I'll just tell you, every time I post, it's like, do you want to post with stars? Like, do I want to ask listeners if they want to give me money? I'm like, for what?
Why?
Because I put a picture of my kid up, you're going to send me money? That's weird.
No.
I don't get the stars thing. They're trying it. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't either.
It makes absolutely no sense.
All these rollouts. I got one more for you.
What?
Dog, you ever be on Instagram or really any social site and it never shows you the newest stuff at the top? You open it up. And all of a sudden, you're seeing posts from 5 days ago.
Yes, like I post 7 things, but you're only seeing the one that did the best. The best post I had that had the most engagement is the what they're pushing out to you.
I want to see the newest.
You want the newest.
I want the newest.
And
I want to see.
You missed it.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there looking at something you posted a month ago.
And you don't see the picture of Owen with the tuba.
Nope.
Because you're looking at the one of my nails
exactly.
that I posted a week ago.
Exactly.
Right.
When
right.
I'd rather see the one of the tuba, no disrespect to your nails.
And, you would.
But I'm more interested in the tuba.
And most people would rather see my kids. You see what I mean? Like,
yep.
I'm with you.
Boy.
Somebody said, on the text line, they said, something that absolutely drives me crazy on social media is when someone posts about them having a horrible migraine. Like, how about you get off the computer?
Maybe that's why you got the migraine.
Oh, here's a good one. We'll end with this one. Strangers adding you on Facebook just to try and sell you something. You guys, if I don't know you, denied.
Why are you adding strangers?
Do not on anything. Should I read the email I just got? The Mayday Mayday email.
It was a Mayday email?
It was a freak out email.
From who?
Owen.
Oh, wait, what?
Who's at school right now?
Oh, that's why he emailed.
And emailed and said, nothing other than, we need the cable for my iPad now, in all caps.
Huh?
This second.
Oh, like the charger. Oh.
Like he's turning it in at school and he has no charger and he's emailing me. And it says now in all caps, as if I'm going to jump off of my workplace.
Allie, why are you still here?
I mean,
bye. You got to go do things. You got to go be a mom. You better go get him that cable.
He is delusional right now.
Hey, Bubba, that's your fault.
He said, we need the, in all caps, you guys. He just emailed me at work and said, now.
He gave you a directive.
Boy, don't talk to me like that again.
Did he raise his voice at you?
I don't know. He said something to me last night, real smart, Alec. And I said, don't ever say that to me again.
Well, watch him out.
I'm still your mom.
Watch him out.
And I'm a cool mom, but don't push it.
It is
that was literally one of those moments last night. I was like, that was questionable.
I'm a cool mom, this backhand ain't.
Preach. So anyway, I'm going to throw that phone to the side and not worry about that problem right now.
My man's really said, hey, mother, leave
now.
Your job.
Now. N-O-W in all caps.
Period.
At least he spelled now, right?
Proud of you.
Which is questionable nowadays. All right. So it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And we are going to be giving away the Summerfest tickets because we're sending you to see Tusi.
Yeah, pit passes, baby.
Yeah. So good. So that's happening before 9 o'clock. You don't want to go anywhere.
I don't even think people realize you're going to see Tusi. Yeah, but you can also go see so many other acts that same day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's Summerfest, full day.
Boom.
So it's funny, we were just talking about work and how my son expects me to leave work right now.
Right now.
Right now to return his iPad cable.
Now.
But I'm not. I'm not leaving work, nor am I going to care right now where the cable is.
Nope.
Because today is, what's today, DZ?
What do you mean?
What's today? What day of the week?
Well, it's the middle of the week.
Wednesday.
Hump day. Yeah.
DZ, this is a very busy day at work. This is when all the Monday and Tuesday took the day offs show up. And that's where I'm going next.
Ooh,
bring it up, work stuff.
Oh, we're doing this. Let's do this.
We're talking about the busiest day at your work. And what started this was, we found out that Monday's a work from home day.
For a lot of people.
In our office. Not us, because we come in every day because we're on the radio and we have the equipment here.
Right,
fine.
Right.
I don't, and I actually don't mind people working from home. They leave us alone.
True.
I'll leave you alone. But we need people around sometimes. So Monday's a work from home day.
Yeah.
So another coworker came in and had something to say about it and said, huh, they take Monday. This is work from home. Then everybody comes in on Wednesday and freaks out to get everything done for the weekend. Whereas it should be reversed.
Yeah, a little
bit. It should be that we're going hard on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, screw around on Thursday, Friday, people.
No.
It's like everybody's doing it backwards.
Friday becomes the, oh my goodness, we ain't do nothing Monday and Tuesday.
And everybody who's working all week's like, yo, this ain't my problem. It's Friday now.
This is on y'all. All of the little last minute expense reports and little doodads and thingy mabobbers that y'all need now on Friday. Y'all could have hit me on Monday.
Bro. Ding, ding.
One of my good friends, and I'll say his name,
so relatable.
Greg, he works for a logistics company.
Yeah.
And he, I don't want to say complains, but this is a problem that he has with his company all of the time.
He does. What do you mean? Like, what happens?
There will be an email that'll come through for an order that has been in, sitting in somebody's box, basically.
For days. Because they've been working from home or not working at all or
Monday,
not looking the email.
Work from home. Tuesday, work from home. Wednesday might be the first day in the office for some of these people that he works with. And now, all of a sudden,
they expect a response immediately because they're working.
They might not get to that Wednesday immediately because they've got other priorities to attend
sure.
to. From Monday and Tuesday.
Sure.
But then Thursday morning rolls around, Friday morning rolls
uh-huh.
around, and everybody's getting the Mayday email.
That deadline!
No!
Because we all wait until the middle of the week. Yep.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
Now.
He has that problem.
He's got this problem.
Oh, it's so relatable. So what's the best day or the busiest day, I guess, at work?
Honestly, I would consider it probably Friday. Friday might be the busiest day, even though it's backwards.
It should be the least busy day, but it does feel like that's the day everyone's going crazy trying to get things done all of a sudden.
You know what I think it is? Nobody genuinely likes coming to work Monday
Obviously.
And hitting the ground running.
Nobody.
Nobody wants to be slammed with stuff.
But then your momentum, if you're like us and you're here on a Monday,
yeah.
you're ready to, your momentum is like, I'm up. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on.
And then you're like, and wait till Wednesday. Which is today. And now it gets really busy for us,
and,
right?
And now we've got emails. Yeah.
Emails like crazy yesterday. Yeah. On Tuesday, not Monday. It's so true.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
Okay. Or maybe we're completely off. And some people do have just a free Friday because everybody works Monday and Tuesday.
That's the way it should be. It should be that everybody's the busiest on Monday. But it doesn't feel like that anymore.
Is it?
What is the busiest day? Somebody said Monday because payroll is due.
Ah.
So for whatever you do, you got to be there on a Monday.
That makes sense. People's busiest day may be Monday.
Yeah. And we were just saying, you know, even in our office, there's people that work from home. But sometimes it feels like half the week. Everybody comes in at the end of the week and is like, hello.
And by the way.
One more thing.
And also this.
414-533-1037. What's the busiest day at your work? Is it Friday like us?
Is it Monday for accounting?
We're going to talk to you next. We're talking about the busiest day at your work, because we were saying, depending on where you work and if people work from home, because there's jobs where nobody works from home, for the record.
True. No, that's very true.
A lot of jobs where nobody works from home.
Can't do construction from home, can you?
No, a lot of labor jobs like that. And Kate from Jefferson even texted in and said, every work day is a busy day for a caregiver.
True.
So like nurses who work in hospitals, things, doctors, you know, they're going in.
Even teachers, you know, daycares, all that. Mm-hmm. You're a caretaker? Yeah.
Actually, one of my nurse friends works from home a few days a week because she does her paperwork those days. But
oh, okay. Well, that's clerical.
But you're still working,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
So we were saying Monday is a work from home day, so it feels like on Wednesday we get bombarded. Like everybody's like coming in the middle of the week and freaking out.
Like a tornado.
It should be reversed. We should be going crazy at the beginning of the week and then taking off the end of the week, and I feel like.
We should all have tea times on Friday. Exactly.
Ding, ding. Paulina, our girl, is in Milwaukee. Got her own theme song. Paulina.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Somebody texted in and said, every Monday morning I die a little more.
Ouch.
Oh. Yeah, Mondays are rough for everybody.
Is that your busiest day at work, or what is your busiest
day
at work?
No, so it's Mondays and Tuesdays. We have like 20-something people in our office. It's not a big office, and they'll trickle in like here and there Monday, Tuesday, but then everybody on Wednesday is there, and it's just crazy, and orders are being placed, and emails are being sent.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to Friday, and like out of the 20-something people in the office, there'll be like three in the whole office. Like, geez, you guys, I didn't get the memo that none of us were coming in this Friday.
Do you work here? You must work here.
Right.
You must.
Yeah. Oh, Friday, my goodness.
Every Friday when I leave, there's like three cars in the parking lot, me, DZ, and the Kiss van.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody shows up on Fridays. And unfortunately, with what I do, I need to be physically in the office. So
I don't blame them for not showing up on Friday. I wouldn't either if I had the ability to work from home.
Same.
As soon as we figure out those capabilities, watch out.
Look out, everybody.
Fridays from home.
So Paulina deals similar, the Wednesday where people kind of don't ramp up to working until the middle of the week and then they go crazy.
Yeah.
So I feel that in my soul so hard.
Monday, no. Friday, no. Wednesday, go, go, go. Got it.
Yes, exactly.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the work week, basically.
Yeah, give or take.
Thanks, Paulina. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too, guys.
It's great to hear from you.
She won't have a great day because it's Wednesday, I just realized.
Ugh.
Shoot.
Yikes.
All right, Ebony just texted in. She said, it's Ebony.
Wepa.
Mondays are so crunchy. I can hear it on Sunday.
Crunchy. Oh, why'd you have to use that descriptor, though?
Katie Ann in Lake Geneva said Friday and Saturday. I don't know what she does, but those are her busiest days.
Think about it. Some servers would say, arguably, the weekends are their busy days.
Sure.
Monday through Thursday are dead in a lot of places, restaurants, especially early. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, bumping.
Look at this text. I work at the Humane Society, so no day's really a slow day, but Thursdays are the busiest for some reason. It's got to be, again, at the end of the week. People are just starting their weekends and
they want to ditch the pet before Friday, huh?
I'm going to get a pet and I'll try it out this weekend.
Or get a pet for Friday, huh?
Ah, Michelle's in Hartford up next. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Hey.
Good morning. What's the busiest day at your work?
Well, I run a retail store. I run a beauty supply store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Mondays for the truck. Mondays and Tuesdays.
Ah, that's a good one. If you have a truck or delivery coming, you're
restock.
Super
yep.
Yep. Is that the day? Yep. Is it Monday everywhere? Or just depends on the business?
No, it depends on the business. Like, some of the stores are different days, but Mondays, my truck's usually there by 10. I tell the girls, do it how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. It's your week. And that's what I tell them. You want to bust it out, get it done Monday, sure. Tuesday, and slide into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Fine. I don't care what you do.
I get it, too. Listen to this text. Somebody said, are they really working from home on Monday if they crunch later in the week? I think we're saying that without saying that, that they're not working on Monday. Aren't we getting that
across?
Did
you need us to call it out loud?
I was trying to say it without saying it, but since we said it.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. Michelle, hey, we love hearing from you. Thanks for calling, girl.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye. Michelle sounds like a cool boss.
Listen to this. I work at Quick Trip, and Saturday mornings are crazy. Well, I would think.
I get that.
But now I'm wondering if I need to go to the hot bar on Saturday mornings.
Allie, you're not waking up early on Saturday morning.
Yeah, and that's actually the married dads with the kids, because the mom said, go get donuts. I don't want to be,
those are the married dads with the kids that are going golfing.
And the mom's getting the donuts. Never mind. Somebody else texted in and said, oddly, Tuesday is the day everyone wants. I would want Fridays.
Oh, well, I guess you should have called to explain yourself.
Yeah, though they said I clean houses.
Ah.
Summer is busy and all the people come to their Wisconsin lake houses.
True.
Ah, and they said, and Tuesday is the day everybody wants. Well, because they just spent the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, though.
And Jamila in Johnson Creek said, I work in dentistry. She said, Mondays after holidays are always super busy. So, interesting. All right.
That's curious.
Yeah, the busiest day at your work. That was a good convo.
It was a good sprinkle, man. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.